A new normal for NATO. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
President Putin's invasion of Ukraine has changed our security environment for the long term.
And NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is responding for the long term. For now, pledging more land forces on high alert along the eastern flank, along with more jets and more battle groups to several countries from the Baltic Sea to the Black Sea. President Biden attending a NATO summit in Brussels before more emergency meetings with G7 and EU leaders amid continued efforts to help Ukraine fight Russia.
We're moving things through as fast as we can. It's going on the ground. It's going through numerous routes. Obviously, we don't want to talk about what those routes are.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says they have not seen attempted Russian attacks on those deliveries. Some Americans are getting a holiday from their state gas tax, but other governors are talking about giving checks to residents to help battle inflation.
Maine's governor wants to give $850 to most residents. California's governor wants to do something similar. New Mexico's governor proposed $250 checks, and Minnesota's governor wants to give income tax rebates of $1,000 per couple. Pennsylvania's governor's proposed a one-time property tax subsidy, and Illinois' governor's floating a stop to a gas tax increase, suspension of a 1% grocery sales tax, and a property tax rebate. States are flush with cash from federal COVID money and inflation-adjusted sales tax revenue, but a Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business project found the average family paid $3,500 more for stuff last year compared to prior years due to inflation.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Federal energy regulators are reconsidering new policies that called for assessing the global emissions impact when natural gas projects are proposed in the U.S. After weeks of criticism, the changes are being rolled back to draft status for further review. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Young children hospitalized in Virginia from sleeping pills given to them by another child.
A house full of children younger than 8 years old had to be rushed to the hospital and treated for overdoses Wednesday night in Hopewell, Virginia. That's outside of Richmond. Police were called after four of the kids, ages 1, 2, 3, and 4, were found unresponsive. Three older kids were found, too, lethargic but awake. Police believe a 7-year-old passed out the sleeping pills to the group of kids, while the adult who was supposed to be supervising them stepped out to go to the corner store. All seven were taken to the hospital. The youngest two victims were transferred to another medical facility in serious condition. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is siding with a Texas death row inmate who wants his pastor to be allowed to pray out loud and touch him during his execution. In an 8-1 ruling, the high court rejects the Texas effort to defend a new state law that allows a spiritual advisor to be present, but not to speak or touch the inmate. As states try to ease the impact of high gas prices, any savings might be competing with a trickle-down effect from the higher fuel costs farmers are paying.
So far this season, Betty Allen Farms spent tens of thousands of dollars more on diesel than they're used to. Farmer Keith Allen says these are the most expensive prices he remembers.
It went from $2.70 a gallon to $4.70 a gallon.
That translates to about $40,000 in extra fuel costs for Allen. He says the spike in costs will eventually affect consumers because as the cost of farming goes up, the cost of groceries will likely follow. Even if fuel prices get cheaper soon, Allen says it's too late to help. He buys in bulk, so he has all the fuel that he'll need through the fall. In Lattice, South Carolina, Austin Westfall, Fox News.
Stocks are higher. Right now, the Dow's up 183. The NASDAQ up about 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.